Billionaire Koch network lobbies for amnesty as illegal immigration expected to hit unprecedented levels. By John Binder on April 12, 2022. The billionaire Koch brothers network of donor class organizations is lobbying lawmakers to back amnesty for illegal aliens, even as illegal immigration at the United States-Mexico border is expected to hit unprecedented levels never seen before in American history. The Koch network's latest lobbying effort seeks to gain support among Senate Republicans and Democrats around plans to couple vague border security promises with an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. "It's time for our country to start reaping more of the benefits that can come from a reformed immigration system," the Libre Initiative's Jorge Lima said in a statement that accompanied a video promoting the network's amnesty agenda. The lobbying effort comes as President Joe Biden's top officials admit that anywhere from 480,000 to 500,000 border crossers and illegal aliens could arrive at the southern border every month. Others say potentially 30,000 illegal aliens could show up at the border every day. Such a surge would amount to the largest illegal immigration levels in American history. In March, the Koch network joined the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the George W. Bush Institute in a lobbying effort to urge Senate Republicans to work with Senate Democrats on an expansive amnesty plan that also increases legal immigration levels. Last week, as Breitbart News reported, Senators Tom Tillis, RNC, and Dick Durbin, DEL, confirmed that they are currently meeting to discuss amnesty for illegal aliens with the goal of getting other lawmakers on board. Tillis, specifically, has been the beneficiary of donations from Koch Industries. In his 2020 re-election bid, for instance, Tillis raked in about $19,000 from Koch Industries, $7,800 of which came from a Koch Industries lobbyist. Meanwhile, Republican voters are overwhelmingly opposed to amnesty and support reductions to overall immigration levels. The latest Rasmussen Report survey finds that 6 in 10 Republican voters are opposed to an amnesty for DACA illegal aliens, and 67% said they want overall immigration reduced, including 54% who said current immigration levels should be slashed by more than half. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.